Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Monday episode of Locked On Rams. No Victory Monday because we are coming off of the bye, but we've got a couple things I want to get into, and we talk about some of the games that happened this week while the Rams sat at home with a 10-1 record. We did watch the Saints pile on another victory to draw even in the win column. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the show. I've got a few pro football focus numbers I want to throw your way. Still talking that game back with Kansas City. We're going to start to jump ahead, look forward. We've got the Detroit Lions this week in Detroit. We have tons to get to with that. Don't forget, you can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere you can download a podcast. We are there. Locked On Rams. Also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We got a Facebook group going. Thank you guys for participating, liking, commenting, retweeting, all that stuff. If you're new, welcome. This is Locked On Rams. 5 days a week of Los Angeles Rams coverage. Your team every day, only on the Locked On Podcast Network. While we are talking about the Locked On Podcast Network, guys, don't forget to go check out the amazing things that are happening on Twitter and Instagram, not only on our account here, but on the network as well. NBA, you can go follow them at Locked On NBA Net and get all the Locked On Podcast Network local hosts covering their favorite NBA team all in one feed. Same goes for Locked On NFL Net. That's on Instagram and Twitter. Go check them out. You're going to get all the local insight all in one place. Well, as we get off here and running on this Monday edition of Locked On Rams, I want to take a look at the big picture. NFL, what's going on? What we missed this week while we're sitting on a bye? I'm going to review a couple of games, talk about a couple of the nail biters, some of the interesting decisions, some of the games that affected the Rams, and how that looks for us moving forward. Might as well just start in our own backyard. We mentioned it at the top of the show. The Saints won again. They are now 10-1. They are now sitting above us in the NFC West as we both have 10-1, and they've got that tiebreaker. They took care of the Falcons on Thursday night, 31-17. We thought it was going to maybe be a game. We hoped Thanksgiving would get everybody up, but Matt Ryan, again, just struggles in the red zone, and the Saints defense helped out with a couple big turnovers, and then Drew Brees just threw four touchdowns like Drew Brees does. So, again, we got to find somebody to beat the Saints. Their next few games are the Cowboys, which are this Thursday. So they play back-to-back Thursday games. Then at the Bucks, who was their only loss of the season, the first game of the season. And then they get the Panthers, Steelers, Panthers. Panthers, who we actually thought were going to help us on Sunday, didn't do that. So I don't know how much we can count on them, as I just mentioned that. The Seahawks went all the way over to Carolina and snuck out a 30-27 victory. Russell Wilson throws a late touchdown pass to take the lead in the fourth quarter. Those guys, we're used to seeing them come from behind and make those big games. They haven't been able to do it against the Rams, but they found a way to stay in the playoff hunt. They are 6-5 on the season. And after a big win like that, only gaining momentum. The Seahawks are facing the Niners two of their next three games. So you got to think that they can win those. Then they've got the Vikings sandwiched in between. A shot at the Chiefs, and then they finish with the Cardinals. Some definitely winnable games there. I look at three at least that they can win. They're going to have to beat the Vikings if they want to continue to make this push into the playoffs. I know I have a lot of Seahawks fans on the timeline talking a bunch of crap about the Rams don't want to see the Seahawks in the playoffs. I mean, although I kind of agree, I'm just not sure that they're going to really be able to put it together to make the playoffs, so we'll have to talk about that if we get there. The Bears, another big team in the NFC, took care of business, beating the Lions, a 23-16 victory, which included a late defensive touchdown. They are on fire. Their defense is playing amazing. We have that showdown in 2 weeks. Obviously, we have the Lions, who the Bears just beat. This coming week, I think the Rams are favored early by about 10. We're going to talk about that more this week when we have James Kroger on, hopefully tomorrow. We're going to do our crossover on Wednesday. We got Vinny Bonsignor on Thursday, welcoming back Serena Morales on Friday. We've got a great week of shows talking about that Lions game. We'll get into more of that throughout the week, but I am really, really excited for that Flex Sunday night game in Chicago. It's going to be cold. It's going to be good. A couple good records, potentially fighting for that second seed, hopefully continuing the Rams' goal of being that number one seed. But boy, that's going to be a good one. But if you step back and take a look at the NFC, we kind of just hit up a couple of the scores of the big major players, but it sits up New Orleans, then it goes us Rams at 2, Chicago Bears at 3. Dallas Cowboys have snuck into the 4 spot with a third consecutive win, this one coming over the Redskins again on Thanksgiving. Minnesota Vikings with a big win. They go to 6-4 after their victory tonight over the Green Bay Packers, which kind of pushed them into the offseason almost. I know that's a little early for that, but if you're looking at that division and what the NFC wildcard looks like in the hunt, here are the teams remaining. Washington Redskins, 6-5. Seattle Seahawks, again, with another big win. Green Bay Packers lost. Philadelphia Eagles won to go to 5-6. They are in the hunt. Atlanta Falcons, although having that loss, 4-7. Detroit Lions, 4-7. I think those two teams are going to slowly fade out of the picture. But Seattle, 6-5, right there. Big win on the road. Got some tough opponents coming up, but if they can keep stockpiling wins, that one against Minnesota in a couple weeks is going to be big time important. I think this wild card race in the NFC is pretty wide open. Nice for us. We're sitting up top, really just kind of waiting for the Saints to falter, be able to take that number one spot back. Quick glance over at the AFC. Kansas City Chiefs on top, 9-2. New England Patriots with the win on the road at the Jets go to 8-3, taking that 2 spot. They moved all the way up. I believe they were in the 4th or 5th spot to start the day. Jumped big up into the 2nd spot. And there are the LA Chargers, 8-3. Another victory. Big time win over the Arizona Cardinals. Looked to struggle to have some fans there. I saw tickets going really cheap. We talked about them having the opposing crowd come in, but a 2-8 Cardinals team, not a lot of opposing crowd to fill that stadium. There was definitely some empty seats. Houston Texans are next at 7-3, and then we have the 7-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. And just making the cut are the 6-5 Baltimore Ravens, who have won 2 in a row with the rookie Jackson in at quarterback, running around, throwing the ball. He had 2 touchdown passes today, I believe. And then in the hunt there, you have Indianapolis Colts at 6-5, big win for them. Tennessee Titans, who play tomorrow, they can move their way up that list. Dolphins lost, Bengals lost, Broncos won against the Pittsburgh Steelers to remain in the hunt. And then those Cleveland Browns, those tricky Cleveland Browns are quote-unquote in the hunt at 4-6. This thing's wide open. They've won 2 in a row. I think it's the first time they won 2 in a row since like 2013 or something crazy like that. And Baker Mayfield had no love for his former coach, kind of gave him an awkward, stiff handshake, and then after the game was quoted saying something to the fact of, you know, this is a guy who asked us to believe and fight for this team, and then as soon as you're let go, you go to the opposing team who we play twice a year? I don't really get it. So he wasn't too happy about it. It wasn't high in his feelings. I understand. So the playoff picture at the top looks pretty steady in both leagues. Shaky near the bottom, lots of things. This is why we love the NFL. So much movement's going to happen. The Rams were just sitting back, relaxing, hanging out. Got to see the guys go back to their hometown, spend Thanksgiving, do all that, re-energize. Can't wait to start to get some news on them coming back and getting Talib back in the mix and more Cooper in action and all that great stuff. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside, take a quick break, get some words from our sponsor. Guys, don't forget, if your company is looking for a new way to reach customers, your company could be mentioned right now. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors they hear on their podcast. Have your company sponsor this podcast. Email me at lockdownrams@gmail.com. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some pro football focus numbers from the game last week, some exciting stats moving forward, all that and more. Lockdown Rams Monday right after this. All right, before we move on to our next segment, I want to talk to you about mybookie.ag. You know we love them here. We talk about them all week. We do our crossovers. We do our pick'ems. It is the best site for you to go put money down on the games. You can bet live during the game. You can bet on UFC, NBA, MLB, anything you want. They've got it. It's not always about the size of the bet or who you're betting on, but where you're betting at. MyBookie.ag is the spot. Guys, don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON25. You'll get an extra $25 when using that promo code. This goes for all people, whether you have an account or not. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag. Don't forget, as we mentioned before, in-game live betting, over-under on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. Check them out. Tell them Locked On Rams sent them. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Monday edition of Locked On Rams. I'm your host, Bear Motter. We're back talking football, full week this time. My voice is hanging with me a little bit. We're still struggling in the morning. I sound like this a little bit. By this time, though, at night, I feel great. And we're talking Rams football. And we got a game this week. It was a little bit of a struggle this Sunday. I'm not going to lie. Sitting around trying to get excited about football. There were some good games to watch, not going to lie. Obviously, that Seahawk game was really close. The Eagles just scratched one out versus the Giants. We had a lot of awesome games in the early action, but that late stretch was, you know, the Steelers game was good. Colts game was really close to the end, but it was just boring. I just found myself being bored. I was ready to see some Rams football. None of these teams really scared me. I think, again, it goes back to the two teams that we played really close and really tight. The Saints and the Chiefs, two teams that, you know, continue to look good. Obviously, the Chiefs on a bye this week. But I feel good. I feel good about moving forward and where our team is and where we can go. What we're going to do is, we didn't get to talk about it last week because, you know, my voice was crazy. I just got back and kind of just threw a podcast together for you guys for Turkey Day, Thanksgiving. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to it, go back. You know, fight through it. My voice was barely there. But we had some good stuff to talk about. So as we kind of roll back through, get back in, I want to talk to you about some Rams stuff here while we got you here. We hit some around the NFL to lead the show. And we'll start with the offense. He was a part of my game ball, and this is Gerald Everett I'm talking about. But in that Week 11 game versus the Kansas City Chiefs was his third game of the season with a grade above 90. This time at 90.2, he caught all three targets thrown his way and broke a tackle in his final touchdown run. Now, coming out of the bye week, Everett's sitting at an overall grade of 86.1 on less than 200 snaps this season, which in his position, a tight end, not a lot of snaps. We only expect those to increase, as obviously the injury to Cooper Kupp has put us in a situation here. And he's been playing out of his minds with Gerald Everett. Great Pro Football Focus stats. Excited to see him continue to go. And here's another guy stepping in for that injury with Cooks out. Playing in a career high 78 snaps. Sophomore wide receiver Josh Reynolds earned the highest single game grade of his young career with at least 10 snaps. 73.9 was the grade. Reynolds was setting career highs all night as he saw a career high 8 targets and caught 5 of them for first downs or touchdowns while producing the highest passer rating when targeted among all Rams receivers that night, 145.8, also a career high for him. And then just a couple stats to add to this. I know I mentioned this last time, but if you didn't catch it, this is how awesome it is. In 2018, LA Rams tight ends, that's Higbee and Everett combined, first 8 games of the season. 27 targets. Last 3 games, 25 targets. First 8 games, 16 catches. Last 3 games, 19 catches. First 8 games, 168 yards. Last 3 games, 240 yards. First 8 games, 1 touchdown. Last 3 games, 4 touchdowns. Tight end is on the turner. And I love it. McVay has found a way to get these guys involved, and they are not letting them down. And then also to repeat one more stat in my Pro Football Focus highlights here in the first two guys we talked about, Josh Reynolds was the other one. In the 3 games that Cooper Kupp has been absent, Josh Reynolds has filled in 14 targets, 10 catches, 141 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Reynolds and the tight end stepping it up really gives me a lot of excitement about this offense moving forward. We all thought it was our three wide receivers and Todd Gurley. All of a sudden, we have three new guys that are stepping up, our two tight ends and Josh Reynolds. We're getting Aqib Talib back on our defense. Things, in a weird way, we're at 10-1 and seem to be getting stronger when we've had doubts about them maybe getting weaker. So some really good things to take forward on that and move forward. Flipping it over to the defense, obviously Aaron Donald always finds his way into the Pro Football Focus highlighted section. For the third time this season, he recorded a double-digit quarterback pressure in a single game with 10. His two quarterback sacks were accompanied by 8 quarterback hurries and 4 defensive stops for the highest grade among all Rams players at 92.9. This is his 7th game this season where Donald has finished with a grade of 90 or more. Wow. It's like we're spoiled. But you know what? We paid a lot of money, and I am glad we did. I'm glad we were able to work that out because, man, he is living up to the bill. Talk about watching Kirk Cousins tonight in Minnesota, and they were talking about him struggling over the last couple games and that, you know, they paid him 65-something million, and, you know, is he living up to that paycheck? Aaron Donald has never, ever had anyone out here doubt that yet. And I don't see him starting anytime soon. He's been playing lights out, and I'm super excited. We got him in here starting week 1, give him a whole season this year. And then earning the second highest grade of his sophomore season was edge defender Samson Ebukam, 87.8. He finished with 4 quarterback pressures of his own to go along with his 2 defensive touchdowns, 1 batted pass, and 2 defensive stops. Ebukam currently has a 72.3 overall grade coming out of the bye, and with 26 quarterback pressures, that doubles what he had in his rookie season. So this guy's only getting stronger and better and faster, and you could see him near the end of the game when he kind of forced Mahomes out of the pocket when he ended up basically throwing the ball to Joyner to end the game. He's really picking up a lot of these things from Donald, who we just talked about. If you look at the way that he attacks the ball in the quarterback's hands, it's very Donald-esque. And I love that these young edge rushers and defensive players, just like John Franklin Meyer, are getting to hang out with Aaron Donald, Dominican Sue, Michael Brockers, and just pick their brain, be with them, see how they work, their work ethic. Being around this we, not me team vibe is nothing but awesome for these guys. And you can see in their play that they're starting to pick up some of these tendencies that these other guys have. And we saw it, you know, 2 Mondays ago when it was put into, you know, when it was put into fruition. Okay, last couple little stat nuggets, and then we're going to move on to our next segment. Coming out of this bye, the Rams have trailed in the fourth quarter 5 of their last 7 games. In those 7 games, the Rams have gone 6-1. I love when these guys get behind. They do not look freaked out. We even saw the one game that they lost when they were behind, which was down in New Orleans. They came all the way back and really put themselves in a position to win that game. This team feels very comfortable playing from behind, playing in front. Obviously, we talked about getting the addition of Talib back. We hope that can help. Our defense can only hopefully get stronger with the play of Ebukam and Donald continue to do what he does. Nickell Robey-Coleman can go back to a little bit more of the role that he's used to instead of having to be outside. Same with Troy Hill. A lot of these guys, you know, a little bit fewer snaps than what they're seeing now. And then last but not least, another fun one I saw, and this one goes back. Through Sean McVay's 27 regular season games, 21-6 is his record. 12 times he has scored over 30 points. 3 times he scored over 40 points. And 2 times he scored over 50. And if we go back 1 year, 2016, the year before Sean McVay took over, Jeff Fisher led the Rams to only 1 game over 30 points. Oh, God, those were the days. All right, Rams Nation, what we're going to do is we're going to step aside. We're going to get a couple words from our sponsors. We're going to cut to a break. We're going to be right back. More of the Monday edition, Bear Motter, Locked On Rams. We'll be right back after this. Rams Nation. All right, we are back This is the third and final segment of the Monday episode. Not a Victory Monday. We're coming off a bye, but we're still feeling good. 10-1 and really in control of our own destiny. We don't need Carolina. We didn't need Green Bay last week to beat Seattle. Would have been nice. Would have been cool. We always like watching Seattle kind of suffer and lose, but we can do it on our own. Clinch the NFC West with a win in Detroit. And actually, we go back-to-back NFC Central opponents, Detroit, then Chicago. Chicago game is flex, but if we win in Detroit, we clinch the NFC West. We don't need nobody's help. We haven't had anybody's help all year long. We, not me. I don't need no damn Seahawks. So back to staying in our own lane. And as we talk about us, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, we're so excited to get Talib back. We haven't had really a 100% guarantee that he's going to be activated, ready for this week. He said on the NFL Network a couple weeks ago that that's what he was targeting. We're going to bring him back from designation on the IR. He's going to be put onto the roster. We're going to have to make a move to free up some space for him. So, you know, keep an eye on that this week as we discuss it, as we get confirmation that all that's going down. But he was on NFL Network again, and he was asked about who the best young quarterback in the NFL was. Here was his response.
Best young quarterback right now in the NFL.
Best young quarterback right now in the NFL. It's my quarterback. In my T.O. voice, it's my quarterback. It's Jared Goff, man. It's Jared Goff. He drops absolute dimes on deep balls. You guys see it on TV. You see it on Monday night, Sunday night, maybe a 4:30 game, a late afternoon game. But I see it day in, day out in practice. He got one of the most accurate deep balls in the NFL. And then Sean McVay, his offensive coordinator, is his head coach. He ain't going nowhere, so he's good to go.
Yeah, and I like that. I like Jared Goff, too.
That was Aqib Talib on the best young quarterback in the NFL right now. And it's my quarterback, he said in the T.O. voice. I love it. This team is rallying behind each other. He says, yeah, you can see it on Sunday night. You may see it on Monday night. He's throwing dimes. I see it every week in practice. This guy's legit. This guy is a young star of the NFL. We wouldn't be where we're at right now if we didn't have him. Jared Goff is number 4 in the NFL in passing at 35,407. Puts him about 140 yards-ish behind Matt Ryan, who now leads the NFL. This list of Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Patrick Mahomes, and Drew Brees has kind of just been flip-flopping throughout the top 5 this whole season. So we'll see Jared Goff probably move back up on that list as he continues to throw these 300 and 350-yard bomb games. And the NFL is just changing with how they're throwing the football. Unfortunately, as we're looking at the NFL leaders, Zeke Elliott did take over rushing from Todd Gurley. He now has 1,074 yards. Todd Gurley with 1,043. I mean, it's about time. Todd Gurley had a couple slow number games when it came to yards rushed. Obviously, he's making his presence felt coming out of the backfield. He was a little banged up. This was a perfect week for Todd Gurley to go get some rest. He went down to his hometown, gave away some turkeys, got to hang out with some family, got to see him on social media, really just relaxing, having a good time. He went and saw his old high school play football. I'm expecting him to be 100% by the time he comes back. Well, if not 100%, he's going to be ready to go. But he's in second. Obviously, if you go down to the sack leaders, Aaron Donald, 14.5, is in front by 3 sacks. Next closest has 11.5. And then Chandler Jones is behind that with 11. Von Miller, 10.5. So Aaron Donald's got that hold down. I think he's going to average about 2+ sacks throughout the rest of the way. He seems what he's been doing the last few games. The guy is impossible to block. We have too many other people on the line you got to worry about. So they're going to have to try to pay some attention to Aaron Donald. And then I don't want to leave this one out because I thought this was pretty impressive. Going into this week, Corey Littleton was second in tackles with 91. Now sitting out for the bye week and everyone else playing, he is now tied for 6th in the NFL in tackles. But you got to give credit to Corey Littleton being up there making those plays. He's had some moments this season where we've seen some gaps in his coverage. But for overall, his first year taking on that role, being the communicator of the defense, I think Corey Littleton has done a heck of a job. He's also pitching in special teams. He's won a few game balls this year. So Corey Littleton wanted to make sure we didn't leave him out as we were kind of doing a recap of NFL stat leaders. Rams and plenty of their members are up there on the defense and offense side of the ball as far as overall leaders. We're going to see a ton of Pro Bowlers come out of these groups. I can't wait for that to be announced. But with that, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to peel on out of here. It's Monday. I thank you guys. We are back. We are in it 5 days a week. Your team every day, only on the Lockdown Podcast Network. Don't forget to go give us all a follow at @LA_RamblingBear. Lockdown Rams, all accounts, Instagram, Twitter. Send in your questions for tomorrow's show, whether it's on our Facebook group or feel free to call in. We'll play your call on the show. We'll answer your question on the show. We're going to hold it down one more day until we get our crossover on Wednesday. Really excited to talk to those guys over there at Lockdown Lions. Hear what that game's going to be like heading all the way across into the dome. They're coming off of a loss. They're fighting for their season. Lots of great stuff. Vinny and Serena to follow on this week. Can't wait to bring on all that content. I've got a contest coming up. Guys, also don't forget the last minute teaser for everyone that's still hanging in. If you're in the area, Tom Urban's for this week's game. We will be there. I'll be talking about it more on the podcast this week, but I'm excited. Tom Urban's this Sunday for watch party. I've got tons of prizes to give away. Come down, watch the game with us. Have a great time. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace.